after a season of gift giving, after doing Christmas with Adam's family in Florida, and having my parents visit in New Year's and celebrating Christmas with them, I've had gifts on my mind. Because there's nothing that like watching someone you love open up a gift you know they'll enjoy. Like a new pair of shoes when their old shoes literally had holes in the bottom of them. Or the bike and food tour I just got Adam for our upcoming vacation in Mexico. Gifts say a lot. They say something about the people who give them, and they say something about the people who get them. Because gifts are a way that we show our love for one another. And so the Magi come bearing gifts to honor the new child, to show their respect and their love for Jesus. But who are these Magi? And what is a Magi anyways? Magi is the word for priest in Western Iran. But Magi in English is often translated kings, hence the popular hymn we opened worship with today, We Three Kings, or the crowns that the kids wear on their head during Christmas pageants. And in more recent times, Magi has been translated as wise men, because these wise men were likely astronomers or astrologers who served in royal courts throughout the ancient Near Eastern world. And within the Medo-Persian Empire, for example, Magi were regarded as valuable advisors due to their knowledge of science, agriculture, and sorcery. Sorcery, that's right. You can see that connection between the word Magi and magic. Because these people were good at science. It seemed like magic. Science and studying the stars. That was their gift. And so these men, they saw a star, a really, really bright star. And in the ancient world, the occurrence of stars and constellations of stars was often associated with the birth of a notable person. So having seen a star that Matthew says heralds the arrival of the Messiah, after interpreting the star as astrologers do, the Magi go to worship to pay homage to the child that they refer to as the King of the Jews. One of my favorite memes, you know, one of those humorous images with text on it that floats around the internet again and again. One of my favorite memes is this cartoon drawing of three people dressed in what we would imagine was Eastern dress at the time. And these three people, they crowd around the manger, where Mary's doting on Jesus and Joseph, is standing off to the side. And the text at the bottom reads, after the wise men left, the wiser ones arrived. And it draws your eye up where you see the gifts that each of the wiser ones have brought. Fresh diapers, casseroles for a week, formula, wine. It always makes me laugh. I mean, how wise were these first visitors? Gold, frankincense, myrrh? Really? Why not some useful gifts? But scholars say that these gifts served as a signal, that they pointed to something. Gold. We can get that. Just like today, gold was a valued commodity in the ancient world. It was customary for royal visits, and during biblical times, the accumulation of gold was the chief measure of wealth. And because of its scarcity and its immense value, gold was particularly associated with royalty and nobility. And so by bringing a gift of gold, the wise men showed that they did indeed consider Jesus to be a king. Frankincense. It's an aromatic gum resin, which is still widely used in the Middle East and Africa. It's produced when you scrape the bark off of certain trees, and then you harvest the beads of resin that have dried up there. And then you burn them as incense. And it's apparently a really strong and beautiful smell. And in the ancient Near East, it was too expensive to use this as like a regular air freshener in your home. So it was normally associated with ceremonial worship of gods. You'd light it for a time of worship, not just to make your house smell fresh. And so by bringing frankincense as a gift for Jesus, the wise men suggest that they understand the prophecy that this newborn king carried a claim of a deity, of God. And last, myrrh. Myrrh is a fragrant spice derived from the sap of a tree in the Near East. And like frankincense, it can be used as incense. But in the ancient world, it was a perfume, an anointing oil. And it was most notably used when mixed with other spices and to prepare bodies for burial. So perhaps the Magi's gift highlighted Jesus' humanity and foreshadowed his crucifixion, that he would die in order that we might live. Talk about some weighty gifts for baby Jesus. Gifts that signify he's a king, that he's divine, that he's human, that'll die. Think about that the next time you pick up a baby gift for a shower. The Magi's gifts, they say a lot about what they thought about Jesus. They brought these precious items deep with meaning. These expensive gifts that likely took a great deal of sacrifice on their part. And they traveled for days, for weeks, for months. Many scholars believe it took them 2 years to get to Jesus. All to meet this little child, this newborn king, the one that the star shone for. And it gets me thinking about what our gifts mean to Jesus. Gifts of time, gifts of money, gifts of worship, gifts of love, gifts of natural abilities that we're born with, gifts of talents that we develop over time. Singing, cooking, listening, writing letters, tech skills, sending cards. I love the way the hymn in the Bleak Midwinter phrases it. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? Give my heart. I love that verse, but it does make me question what it exactly means to give your heart. And I think there are a million ways to interpret that line. And for me, it comes down to Micah 6:8. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God. Because God is less concerned with whether we can sing hymns of praise beautifully or if we can cook large amounts of food well for a group at our college ministry, because we all have different gifts to give. Mowing the church lawn, reaching out to those who are in prison, fixing the church building, singing, calling people who haven't been in church in a while. God calls us all to give our heart to Jesus, to love others, to love God, to serve others, to serve God, to live lives that fight for justice for all, that model kindness and humility. And so as we look ahead to this year, as we discern New Year's resolutions, eating more vegetables, eating less sweets, working out more, perhaps we can focus on what gifts we can bring to Jesus this year. Let us live into justice and kindness. Let us walk with God. let us give our heart. Amen.